Well, I was going to make this a couple of weeks ago, but I got sick. We're going to talk about this thing called Carrie Chance. As we know, Sydney has become a colony. So, all because a woman in her 90s, which means it could be from age 90 to 99, dies in Sydney, contracting COVID-19 in a family setting. Oh, families are very bad. See, that normally shouldn't even make the news. Or we should like be celebrating. Wow, she lived so long. It's incredible. Now we got to lock down the entire world because somebody in their 90s died. Pharmakia, deception. The nations have been deceived by medicinal sorceries. First COVID death of 2021, a 90-year-old woman who authorities believe was not vaccinated. In the past, when you were sick, you would call in sick for work. But these days, you stay home every day and you call the troops. You call the army. Help, I'm kind of sick. I need some military backup. I need you to lock down my neighbors because I'm sick. Lock down the entire city. So this is Carrie Chant. Chant. Chanting. The magic spells. Chanting magic spells. That's exactly what you're doing. Very good name. Very good name for your job because you are a magician. Woman of the year. Ah, of course. Woman of the year. Not so sure about that. As we know, anyone named Woman of the Year is probably not a woman. And all these health officers around the world, states, prefectures, whatever, most of them are dudes, all right? And that's part of being a sorcerer and a magician. Historically, transvestites have held jobs in the government, all right? That's just historical fact. Going back thousands of years, and nothing's changed. These are ancient Assyrian and Babylonian and Egyptian magicians and sorcerers to help control and enslave the people. These people are pharmakos, one skilled in arcane uses of herbs or drugs, one who does extraordinary things through occult means, sorcerers, magicians. Pharmakon, a harmful drug, poison, a drug used as a controlling medium, magic potion, charm, chant. You got to chant when you use the charms to make potions, practice magic, maker of potions, magician. In Western Australia, they just flat out call it a poison. Authorization to supply or administer a poison, pharmakia. Suspect everyone, all right? So the transvestite tells you to suspect everyone. I suspect this person forgot to shave. This is like someone in an Austin Powers movie or something. I actually know a guy who looks a lot like this, but mainly it's the hair. They make him look like ugly, homely women, put some glasses on them, dress him up like a woman, and they just make him look like really unpleasant people. You almost see people don't even want to think about these people so that nobody figures out that they're just a bunch of transvestites. And this is the cult that is controlling the world. They're taking over the world. Vaccine passport is really the mechanism by which they will change people into androgynes, the children. This person says it right here. Let me play you this clip.
And I think we also need to get the community used to the fact that we'll be doing booster doses. So whilst we need to firstly get everyone vaccinated, shortly after in 2022, we will be probably giving vaccines, more specific vaccines against the new variants of concern. So I think that we need to see that our journey of living with COVID is going to be a long one. We'll have to adjust to whatever the virus delivers us and respond. And that's why it's always hard to make fixed statements. But in short, I think there'll be a key role for vaccinating children and also having booster vaccination rolled out quite quickly as well.
So what did he say? He said they are going to forcibly inject children on a regular basis with hormones of the opposite sex. Everyone will have to do it, otherwise they cannot participate in society. Remember the fourth industrial revolution, according to Dr. Evil, is the transformation of humanity. It's not the extermination of humanity, although it kind of is, because the old humanity will be transformed into a new humanity, which will be some kind of androgynous transhumanism. There'll be no more families. All right, there'll be a bunch of people looking like this. This is the goal. This is what they want. These people are taking over the world. All right, it's like an alien race of transvestites has invaded Earth, and we're prisoners, hostages, slaves, farm animals, whatever. Oh, yeah. See, that's just horrifying. That's a dude. And the nose, they made the nose smaller. It's too small, see? See, normally that would be a larger male nose on a, and then it would look kind of normal, right? It's a man with a small nose, right? Called rhinoplasty. Look at the brow bone, look at the huge jaw, right? And they did something to give it some strange lumps, and it needs to shave a little bit more. It almost looks like Freddie Mercury right there, who I think is man, right? I just focus on what I can observe. That's it. That's all I'm doing here. I observe things. That's all I do, is observe things. And I observe a transvestite. It looks androgynous. It looks genderless, right? This is a gender non-binary humanoid. That looks like a different person sometimes, doesn't it? Apparently, that's the same person, I guess. The jaw is just enormous. That is like a classic bulldozer jaw. Yeah. I think it was crying because of that lady, that 90-year-old lady died. If they just die of a heart attack, well, then it's not a big deal. But, you know, they got to label it a COVID death. Look at the shape of that head. It's like a huge boulder, a cinder block, just pure evil. Look at this. That is scary. That's frightening. See, it kind of looks like, it looks different. Maybe it's the haircut or something. Wanted, Dr. Carrie Chant, guilty of crimes against humanity, responsible for lying to Australian families about the safety of the toxic industrial waste fluoride. Interesting. So that's pre-COVID crimes against humanity. Yeah, so there's this TV show called Medical Police. They're cops and doctors at the same time. And, of course, the lead character is a transvestite. Yeah, so this kind of reminds me of Carrie Chant. 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 That kind of looks like a dude as well. You know, this is supposedly an Armenian, which, I don't know, maybe it's a descendant of Ham, descendant of Noah's evil son, the Canaanites, the Egyptians, the Babylonians. So this is another just purely evil person. You know, it could be a dude. It has a large nose. Oh, look at that. I think that's a real woman. See, it could be a guy. Some of these ethnic type men are kind of easily transformed into fake women. Yeah, there's just something not right with this person here. Yeah, you see that? There's really, it's very strange, strange features on the head here, this person. Like a dude, like a deformed, it almost looks like a deformed male, a deformed man. Maybe something went wrong in the surgery. There's another one somewhere in Australia. It's not as high profile, but, you know, there's other transvestites. Canada has a bunch of them. United States has a bunch of them in the different states. They're all over. All these, basically the transvestites have enslaved humanity, all right? This ancient group of people who worship the stars and the planets. They worship the demons. They worship Satan. They believe they are gods, all right? They believe they are gods. They believe they're a different species than us, right? We're farm animals. We're prisoners. We're slaves. No empathy towards us at all. I think that's one reason they practice ritual cannibalism. It's just a way to deaden their concern about us at all and to see us as a different species, a lower species, right? And they are the higher species. They are the androgynes. And the vaccine passports are going to, as this person said, they're going to, they're really setting up a series of regular injections, but it's going to be hormones. It's going to be ongoing. The injections will never end for those that actually are left alive, and they will create a new species of humanity. One of the main features will be that they'll be androgynous. They'll be sterile, you know, and then they'll have a separate breeding colony somewhere. They may keep some real human females as breeding slaves and maybe some men as sperm donors or something, but you know, they're doing this already with themselves. See, most of these people don't reproduce, but they have some kind of super breeders that do. So in that sense, they're kind of all related. They all come from the same bloodlines, and they've kept their bloodlines separate from our bloodlines. because they believe they're the higher species than us, right? They believe they're demigods. So these are the eunuchs and the transvestites who have always been, they've always been used as government officials, because governments always want to believe that they have a connection to the gods, right? And that's what they are. They're like shamans, they're sorcerers, they're magicians, they cast spells. It all comes from that word, pharmakia. All the nations were deceived by your pharmakia. Pharmakia, magic spells, your drug sorcery, your occultic medicine, your magic medicine, your vaccines. The use of magic often involving drugs and the casting of spells upon people. Exactly what's happening now. Exactly.
T-virus had a myriad of applications, treating 1,000 different diseases. Overnight, it seemed a new era was dawning. A world without the fear of infection, sickness, or decay. But it was not to be. For the T-virus had certain unforeseen side effects.
Down my Adam's apple, too.
It looks great, by the way. I meant to tell you.